first of all, yesterday there was a very big demo in Torino because we were about 5,000 students from all over Italy, from Rome, from Naples, from Milan, from Bologna, from northeast of Italy, from Genoa. So a very large participation by Onda movement, by the students movement. Then we can say that yesterday was a very exciting demo because the students decided to break the red zone because the G8 was militarized by 1,000 policemen. And so demo tried to break the red zone, but police responded by a very big charge, and so with gas, with baton, and so the police tried to disperse all the demo, but the thing that was very interesting that this all the demo, the students, very young, stay in the street and try to respond to the and to continue the demonstration. So a very big and important demonstration because it was a demonstration against the, not only the G8 about university, but also about also against policies, Italian policies concerning university and research that determine cuts to public education. And I think that was very important that yesterday we were lots of students after a year very rich of mobilization and demo, after a year very big with participation that that included a very, very lots of students and young researcher and precari.
Okay, just the last question from my side. I would like to ask you, do you think that this protest, they will go on till the G8 meeting, which will be at 8th of June?
Yes, now we have another important ministry, G8, that is a G8 about immigrants, people, and new secularized politics, that it will be in Rome it will be in Rome next week from 28 May till 30 May, and then we will have the meeting, the G8 meeting of L'Aquila during the month of July. And I think that it was very important that yesterday students tried to produce a very big and important event, because now we have to organize the, as well as possible the immigrants movement to the demonstration that will be in Rome at the end of this month, and the demonstration, general demonstration against the general G8 that will be in Aquila on July.